Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I just, you know, I love it when Steve says, here, we're going to start a day with a video about a dog. You just love that, BJ.
Uh-huh. I'm just trying to make you love dogs, man.
I got out of the bed on the wrong side this morning, so I've got a hair across my ace. I mean, so this is not going
to
help.
How do you get out of bed on the wrong side? You don't have anyone to share a bed with. You should just pick the right side every time.
Yeah right?
It's you know, it's a colloquialism.
Oh,
what do you call it? It's a saying.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I misunderstood.
You did you?
Yes.
Yeah, and you misunderstood that I'm the guy that doesn't like dogs. You keep forgetting that, right?
But I figure if we overload you with cute moments that dogs have, that maybe there'll be a breaking point.
Oh, so if there's something that you don't like, you know what I'll do? I'm just going to continue to send dice to your house. And maybe someday you want to play board games if I just continue to overload your house with dice.
Fine. I'll use that dice and I'll throw it at your house one day.
See, so with that analogy, I should then take all the dogs and throw them at your house one day? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I love all the dogs. Bring them over.
I didn't say I would bring them over. I said I would throw them at your house.
Good luck picking them up.
Yeah. Why do I even try to have an argument with you? You argue from exactly. It's like arguing.
Good luck to you.
It is like arguing with somebody that's had a concussion. There's no reason. I mean, it's over.
I've had a few in my life, so it could be that.
I feel like we should have a tent in the background that we could run you in and do Shield of the Protocol every morning just to see how you're doing. I really do.
Fair enough.
So this guy did post a video of his whimpering dog who's in front of the TV, and the dog is very upset because the program has been paused. But as soon as it starts back up, the dog's okay again. Until, of course, his master pauses the TV.
Would you want to watch TV?
And Dr. Rodney,
the inmate
covers. You want to go see?
Play.
Oh, I just watched a dog walk by.
Yeah.
I get it. He's probably saying, here's my people. Let me see my people.
That it could be a little bit of that. Lulu loves watching television.
Does she really? What's her favorite show?
Wrestling.
Jeez, I wonder why. Is that because it's the only friggin' show on this the Migs household?
Right? No, it's not the only thing. Sometimes my wife puts on one of those Real Housewives shows, and then I sound like that dog, and I'm like, kick it off!
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, there are times where I'll watch wrestling, and she just sits there and just stares at the TV. She doesn't do that for any other show.
Maybe she's just thinking, like, oh, I'm getting some moves, so if somebody breaks in, this is what I got
to
do.
Yes, I'm going to try to figure four leg lock with my little legs.
That's what's going to happen. Okay. She's just, you know, she's training. She's
learning
preparing.
Self-defense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, Lulu does not like anybody in her house, as I've witnessed it. Lulu's like, if you don't do things the right way,
I've
Lulu
heard that. I've heard about that.
Lulu's like, okay, guess what you're getting? You're getting a bite, pal.
I'm looking at the videos and the comments. Of course. Why do I read the comments?
Why are you reading comments?
Oh, now,
man?
See, I love that you read the comments. It's the way you get trolled the way you troll me.
Yeah,
that's
very true. And I'm a glutton for punishment. Well, first comment I read, I was like, okay, we're off to a good start. This is exactly what I sound like when my wife has the remote. I respect that.
Fair enough.
Then someone writes, stop torturing the dog.
That's true. That's what they're doing.
I mean,
it really is.
Oh, that dog's living a rough life because the owner of the dog is putting the TV on pause.
You said rough life.
Yeah.
There you should do it. That's right. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah. No problem.
Well, I mean, all I know is if I were to call PETA, I think they would have a different answer to that.
You think?
Well, yeah, because they hate everything.
Yeah.
Seriously.
They're pretty dumb.
I could call PETA and say and show them any animal doing anything, including having the time of their life, and PETA would be like, oh, no, that's torture.
Can you imagine PETA knocking at your door and like, hey, I saw the video of you putting your television show on pause.
So we have to throw this can of red paint on you. That's what we have to do because you're just a bad owner.
My in-law's dog, Trixie, though, man.
Trixie?
Yes.
That's an old school name. That used to be an old school chick's name back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Trixie's the name of their dog.
I think that was Ed Norton's wife and the Honeymooners. Her name was Trixie.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's an old school chick name from back in the 50s. I love the 50s and 40s. Trixie, yeah.
Trixie loses her mind whenever there's any kind of animal on television.
Oh, really?
It's so weird. I mean, Lulu doesn't pay attention to it that much, or that maybe I'm just not watching enough.
So what kind of dog is Trixie?
It's a Malti.
So it's a little one?
A Malti poo. A Maltese poodle.
Please don't even say those two words together like that.
I mean, that's what they're called.
I know. They're called dogs that are just been cross-breeded for horrific experiments. How about that?
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, it doesn't matter what kind of animal. If there's any kind of animal on television,
she loses
her mind.
Trixie goes nuts.
Trixie goes bonkers.
Yeah. All right, Trixie. You know what makes me happy about that story? Is that Trixie doesn't live with me. Because I used to have a dog.
Did she would go nuts with everything?
She would just go nuts for the dumbest reasons. Bark at like the squirrels outside. She'd walk. I hated having big picture windows because she would just post up at the picture window.
Oh, yeah.
And go, you're attacking my house. You're attacking my house. You're attacking my house. You're attacking my house. And I'm just like, oh my. And of course we had wildlife in the back. So anything that came in, forget if a deer came in. Oh, that was it. She was like trying to plow through the window. She's going to kill the deer. She's going to kill everything. And she'd come over to me. Oh, you see what's out there? Do you see what's out there?
Dude, that's Lulu. Sometimes she'll just post up on the steps right in front of our house, and there's that little window, kind of like right by the front door.
Oh,
and she just stares out there, and God forbid, another dog's on a walk.
Oh, forget about
it. What the F is going on? She's like barking and pawing
like,
at it.
Can you, it's like, do you have depth perception? She's nowhere near our house. She's not even near the grass. Tell you, I mean, if she's on, you know, how about if she's on our grass, you can get mad. How about that? You have some sort of boundaries.
All right, this is nuts. A texter just said, my pug likes to change the TV when a horse is on television.
What? Oh, doesn't like horses.
Well, you know why, don't you?
What, was it a rescue from Mr. Pinion?
No, exactly. Horses are quite impressive, and I think dogs feel like, okay, I'm not toting that. I get that thing out of here.
I think more along the lines that pugs are teeny tiny and horses are gigantic, but I guess what you're saying isn't wrong either.
Let me tell you, teeny tiny
dogs got like penis envy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
Mule on that horse.
Yeah, exactly. Get that out of here. That's unfair competition. I don't want Mrs. Pugs to see. What if Trixie sees that? She's never going to want to be with me.
All I have is this little red rocket.
Exactly. Because, Rev, little dogs do not care about the size of another dog as far as fighting. As a matter of fact, it seems the bigger the dog, the dumber the little dog is.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, I don't understand. I look at, I remember our little dog. I'm like, are you kidding? You could just tell the big dog is like, what the F are you doing? I will kill you just by looking at you.
And usually the bigger dog's just so chill about it all.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you're an idiot. You know, get out of here, little dog. Little dog goes, I will kill everybody you know.
So it's all because of little dong syndrome?
Yeah, I think it's little dog dong syndrome, I think is what it's called. Syndrome. Yeah, that's what it is.
It's like a new record by Oasis.
Wow, really?
Probably is. Why not?
You're going to get back together. That should be the reason why.
Little dog dong syndrome. This our new album. We, Gallagher and I, we really didn't get along until we saw this little dog who had a little dong. And we
They're both Gallaghers, man.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the other Gallagher.
They don't have issues with the comedian.
All right,
smashes watermelons.
Gallagher and I, we used to smash watermelons together.
The reunion. It's going to be Gallagher and then the Gallagher brothers touring together.
He's the one that will bring them back together, Gallagher, with the watermelons.
We are off and running.
Yeah, we are.
You can tell it's Friday.
I told you I'd get up on the wrong side of the bed.
You might have concussion issues. We might put you in the
You're probably right. I'll go check out the tent, see how it's going. Well, speaking of that, last night on Thursday Night Football, one of the announcers said it was the worst thing he has seen on a professional sports field. Wow, I missed this. I heard about it, but I missed it. What happened? Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Be sure to join us. That's right, man. Next Thursday, it's live day at Snoqualmie Casino. Our show, The Men's Room, completely live.
And the best part about all that is the music that you'll be hearing all morning, whether it be the music in the background to the music during the commercials, and especially the music that you hear that you love on The Rock. It's going to be done by some of our favorite bands live at Snoqualmie Casino, and there'll be an 80s flavor to it because live day goes all 80s.
Live! That's right, man. Tickets are on sale as we're speaking because part of Live Day is you, the live audience. You want more info? You want those tickets? Man, we'd love to see you out there Thursday morning. It's always a blast to be able to do the show in front of you guys and gals. Tickets on sale at KISW.com.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Kia Pua for giving us the Migs Report. And it is happy National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day, BJ.
Oh, really?
I feel like we clean out a damn work refrigerator all the time, but not on National Clean Your Refrigerator Day.
Yeah, today really should have been the day we do that.
Yeah, usually it comes as a surprise. Everyone's like, oh, crap, where's my Thai chicken?
Yeah.
Today would have been the day, because then you'd be like, well, I'm an idiot. It's National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day.
I didn't know we needed a day for this, but here it is.
You know what? I mean, the picking's slim.
And it's a Friday.
Yeah.
Like, why would they make Friday the day to clean your fridge? It's that day to party and have a good time.
Let's just keep it going with Blue Friday, even though the Seahawks aren't playing this Sunday.
I see that you're dressed up Blue Friday-wise, and I you and I disagree on how to do this.
Every day is Blue Friday.
Yeah.
even really, Monday?
It's
okay.
Just
every Friday is Blue Friday.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, it's kind of Black Friday because I'm wearing a black Seahawks shirt.
Yeah, shocker.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want from me? It's also, as one texter says, give a birthday shout out to one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
Oh, yeah!
Happy birthday, May. Rest in peace, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh.
So it should be Randy Savage Day, where all day today we slap it to the Slim Jims.
Okay, there
okay,
you go.
Let's do that. Screw the refrigerator.
I got no problem with that.
Happy National Randy Savage Day. Well, you know what? Speaking of football, yesterday, I don't know if you were watching the game, BJ. I know Danny V was watching the game because him and I are texting each other out of the blue. I'm watching this just, I mean, I stopped watching wrestling, and then I'm watching even more intense wrestling on the football field, and I get a text from Danny, like, are you watching this? I'm like, yeah. What the F is going on? It was a game between a couple rivals, so you can understand why there's a little bit of a hot-headed mentality going on, but still, ridiculous ending to this game. Cleveland Browns taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Browns are actually, they won the game 21-7, so you think they'd be in good spirits?
Yeah.
No, towards the end of the game, seconds left in the game, Browns defensive end Myles Garrett just becomes the ultimate idiot. And he gets into it with quarterbacks for the Steelers, Mason Rudolph. They're wrestling on the ground. They're grabbing each other's helmets. Garrett grabs the helmet off of Rudolph, and then some of the other players are pushing him away, and then he just takes the helmet and just hits the guy in the head with it.
Oh, what an idiot. I heard about this, and I can't believe that's what went down.
Have you seen the video?
I haven't. He literally does do that. He hits the quarterback on the head with his helmet.
Yes.
How is he not done for the season and maybe even further?
And you'll see, like, right now, Rudolph's trying to go back at him, and he just swings and clocks him in the head with the, with the helmet.
Okay.
And I do have to say, though, man, if you ever have any troubles in life, y'all need friends like the Steelers offensive line, because they just came in, started kicking them, hitting them, going nuts. But then, of course, this leads to just a whole fracas out there on the football field. And here's how the play-by-play announcers handled it.
Here's a flag as...
Whoa!
Hello!
Whoa!
Mason Rudolph got into it.
To get out of there.
You leave Myles Garrett...
They're swinging a helmet?
Yeah, there'll be some ejections.
Well, he tackled Rudolph. Rudolph didn't like the way that he was tackled.
Oh, man. Rips the helmet off Rudolph's head and then eventually swings it and hits him in the head. And then Ogunjobi comes up and hits Rudolph from behind.
Beyond words,
Joe.
Oh,
gosh. That's one of the worst things I've ever seen on a professional sports field.
I hate that anybody even has to watch this.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I mean, yeah, like you even mentioned that you heard him, like Ogunjobi from the Browns just comes up from behind Rudolph and just pushes him down. Didn't look like he hit him hard enough to hurt Rudolph in the head because, you know, he was reacting like, hey, where's the penalty for that to the refs? It wasn't like he went down from the helmet hit, but still, swinging a helmet at another player?
Yeah.
When he doesn't have his helmet on?
Dude, that's, again, man, that is jacked up. And they've got to take a look at, like, what is going on that he's that jacked up?
Oh, a lot of people are saying that this guy should be suspended for the rest of the season. Myles Garrett himself, after the game, said that it was foolish and it was out of character. His coach was like, he's embarrassed and that Garrett should be embarrassed too. And then Baker Mayfield, it's nice to see that his quarterback didn't say all, you know, like didn't sugarcoat it. He talked to the media afterwards and he was also like, yeah, he should be embarrassed by it.
It's inexcusable. I don't care, rivalry or not, we can't do that. That's kind of the history of, you know, what's been going on here lately, hurting yourself. And that's just endangering the other team. That's inexcusable. He knows that. I hope he does now. The reality is he's going to get suspended. We don't know how long, and that hurts our team.
Insane. Crazy thing that happened during the game. I mean, at one point during the game, there was a safety for the Browns, Demarius Randall, ejected from the game because he just gave a brutal helmet-to-helmet hit on the receiver for the Steelers, Deontay Johnson, and it left him bleeding out of his ears.
Jeez, man. This Browns team was, I mean, granted, I understand why they're upset. There was a lot expected of them. They've had a really bad season. But this, at least, was a win where you could go, hey, I mean, maybe we're figuring it out. Maybe we'll be able to end the season by having some wins, but I mean, this is the reason why they suck. They suck because they've been making a lot of mistakes. They really have been killing themselves.
I felt bad for the Browns fans. Like, yo, can we just enjoy winning a game? Like, you just made this worse for us. Thanks a lot, jerks. Well, someone brought up a good point. Maybe he was just trying to help put Rudolph's helmet back on his head.
Oh, yeah. I thought if he could just, you know, a swipe, it would go back on.
Well, it's hard to get that on. Like, so you got to put a lot of pressure. I'll just swing it.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Lock it in. Probably not.
Meanwhile, what is going on with the Steelers? We thought they were world beaters. I mean, they beat the Rams, and we thought maybe they're a better team, and we just got lucky. But now I'm like, geez, the Browns are not good. I don't understand.
Well, the Steelers don't have, you know, their starting quarterback. That hurts.
Yeah, they were still doing okay.
Yeah.
Without Roethlisberger. That's why I'm just like, matchups are funny.
Honeymoon's over.
Yeah, I just, you know, or either that, the Rams are a lot worse than I thought they were. I don't know.
Speaking of the Seahawks, though, we got to give some love for them. Jadeveon Clowney, I don't think this comes as a big surprise based on his performance, named NFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Wow, I feel like that. Really?
I think he did okay in that game against the 49ers.
I think he's all right. I didn't know he would be the man.
Well, Pete Carroll, the coach, called the game a breakout for the 26-year-old Jadeveon Clowney. I would say it's more like the he's going to get paid and hopefully by the Hawks at the end of the season performance. But, you know,
yeah,
that was incredible. And good news when it comes to Tyler Lockett. You know, he did not go back with the team after he had an injury. They didn't go back. He stayed in San Francisco to deal with whatever was going on. Turns out that he had a really bad shin bruise that required no surgery, just needs some time to heal. According to Pete Carroll, should be good to go when they take on Philadelphia November 24th. A bye week comes at a great time for Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Get to fly back on Jody Allen's private jet.
Oh, really?
That's pretty rad.
That is very rad. Look at Jody Allen going, I got you covered, brother.
Speaking of the ownership, I don't know if you heard about this. There's rumors that Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos wants to buy the Seahawks, even though they're not for sale.
Yeah, I know the NFL's been wanting him to buy a team.
They want him in the NFL.
Yeah, they do. And I don't know if that would be good or bad, to be honest with you. I mean, look,
why not? Amazon owns all of Seattle. Why don't they own our football team?
But I like what the Allen family has done. I just don't trust anybody running it but the Allen family. And that's not a negative against Amazon or anybody or Jeff. It's just, how can you improve upon what the Paul Allen legacy has done?
But I remember when Jody took it over that there was talks that she might want to sell the team. But since then, we haven't heard that.
No,
it
we
sounds
haven't.
Like things are cool, but it was just an odd story to see out there. And it was reported by the Washington Post, which is a new publication owned by Jeff Bezos. So who knows what weird spins going on behind
the
scenes.
I hope he's got the money. I hope Jeff's got enough money to do it. That's the only thing I'm concerned with, because he doesn't seem to have a lot of money.
Rumor has he's going to start a GoFundMe.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I forgot.
I got
that'll
five
help.
Bucks.
Yeah, that'll help.
Hey, shameless self-promotion tonight. If you want to see some local weird wrestling, come on down to 3-2-1 Battle at Evolve Fitness. Your boy, your local celebrity, Steve Miggs.
Is anything on the line?
Nothing's on the line other than the butt, because I'm taking on the man known for his butt stuff, Eddie Van Glam, and he's going down.
Known for his butt stuff.
I love Eddie.
He's the king of thong style.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful of that guy. Are you sure you want to say he's going down? I don't know
I'm putting butt stuff on mute tonight.
Oh, are you really?
Yes.
Okay.
So come see me wrestle my dude, Eddie Van Glam. It's going to be a lot of fun. As far as weather, 57 degrees and rain, and thank you, Snoqualmie Casino, for the Migs Report, and that's what's up.
Well, yesterday Steve had no butt stuff, and maybe that's why he got this one right.
How did Elvis Presley die?
on the toilet.
No.
We just talked about it.
I know.
Heart attack.
Yes.
I guess you had butt stuff after all. You know what? I
didn't, on the toilet.
Of all things, it was butt stuff.
It's all about the butt stuff.
It's all about the butt stuff. You want a shot at beating Steve? Well, maybe you've got the butt stuff. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you file for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.